local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Sunny, hot, and dry today and tomorrow. I'm staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. My complete forecast is coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Aggies of Texas A&M. On your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cat, your local independent auto owner's insurance agency. Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar. And D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline. Pre-game broadcast at 11:30 on FM Talk 106.5.
News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:06, FM Talk 106.5. Happy Constitution Day. It's also voting day for Fairhope and Spanish Fort. We'll talk more about that in just a second. Caden's got to ride in. It's traffic right now on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear again. Construction will start this morning, beginning the inside lane to Braun and Beauregard downtown. Going to be closed between Lawrence Street and State Street for the next 2 weeks. They'll have the speed limit down to 25 miles an hour. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us every Wednesday for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Fresh greens, a variety of toppings, and soups and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30 tomorrow. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be hot with temperatures in the upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, sunny and hot again with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
7:07, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings Tuesday style. Glad you are along. Check out the website, fmtalk1065.com. Lots going on over there. Great place to get podcasts if you want to just do it a la carte. Of course, we suggest subscribing at iTunes, Stitcher. You can go through Spotify, TuneIn Radio, a lot of places to get our podcasts. But if you want to get them onesie-twosie, you can go to fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for podcast. Also, while you're there, top stories of the day, three big things. Put it up every weekday. Iran Supreme Leader, no talks with the U.S. at any level. We'll give you more updates on that coming up in just a second. Also, no one claims ownership of the last slave ship, the Clotilda. That story to talk about later this hour. And also, school tax vote going on today. Spanish Fort and Fairhope school feeder patterns. That's for that 3 mil increase. Polls opened at 7 and will stay open till 7 tonight. Now, Kelly's got more headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 happening right now. All 67 Alabama counties are under a fire danger advisory due to dry conditions. The Alabama Forestry Commission says that current drought conditions have persistent high temperatures combined to create a high probability of fuel ignition and an atmosphere favorable for wildfires. They go on to say that within the last 30 days, there have been 192 wildfires burning some 2,221 acres of land across our state. Three of those fires were more than 100 acres in Bullock, Choctaw, and Wilcox counties, and approximately 500 acres in Mobile County. Now, while burn restrictions are not in place, the commission is asking everyone to delay outdoor burning until conditions do improve. If you must conduct any type of burning, you're encouraged to be sure to take all necessary safety precautions. Dr. Bill will join us in a few short minutes with more on when we can expect to see rain in our forecast. In your health news, edible items marketed as CBD lace with synthetic marijuana in Alabama. That is why Alabama health officials issued a warning that products labeled as the cannabis extract, CBD, may not contain what they claim. According to the Associated Press, the state's forensic scientists had identified dangerous synthetic marijuana in more than two dozen vapes or edible products which were marketed as CBD. The differences were as a result of some operators capitalizing on the popularity of CBD by substituting a lesser-priced street drug instead. The swap in ingredients has sent dozens of people nationwide to emergency rooms because, unlike real CBD, synthetic marijuana gives an intense high. In at least 13 states, lab testing shows spiked vape or edible CBD products like gummy bears. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Tuscaloosa police officer was shot and killed in the line of duty. Officer Dornell Cousette was serving a warrant when the suspect ran into a house. Gunfire was exchanged. Both were hit. Cousette was rushed to the hospital where he died. The 40-year-old officer was a 13-year veteran of the Tuscaloosa Police Department and a father of two. A doctor in Mobile has been arrested, accused of illegally prescribing painkillers. Chiquitra Maltbia has been charged with possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance. From 9 until 3 today, veterans can get free dental care in Pensacola. Aspen Dental will offer the free services in their handicap-accessible mobile bus parked at Vince Wibbs Community Maritime Park. That's on West Main Street. Voters in Spanish Fort and Fairhope will decide today whether to increase property taxes to fund more programs for schools. You can find more information about the vote on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Stop envying your friend's golf cart. Visit Cart Doctor today to find a cart that fits you and your lifestyle. Cart Doctor has the brand and accessories to make your cart as individual as you are. Cart Doctor and Theodore are CartDoctor.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
At 7:13, FM Talk 106.5, heading for high in the 90s again today, 77 now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill around 7:35. Now it's time to check sports on the plains, brought to you by D&K and Azalea City Hand and Rehab.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn's true freshman quarterback is looking forward to his first SEC game.
I'm going to have to do my very best to prepare and do my job so that I can help the team as much as I can come Saturday. And I'm not it's not a big shock to me, and I'm not a little behind. So I have to focus on my job so I can start fast like the rest of our guys.
Bo Nix completed 13 of 31 passes in the opener against Oregon. Since then, he has a passer rating of almost 130 and completed 12 of 16 attempts the last time out against Kent State.
I have improved. I think you can see it on film. I'm just a little bit more calm. I know where to look. I know where to get my eyes at the pre-snap, post-snap, things like that. And so just three games in, I feel like I'm in a good spot, and I'm looking forward to going here in the next few weeks and just keep getting better.
Nix and the Tigers play at Texas A&M Saturday at 2:30. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
Finding a good song can be tricky, but finding affordable life insurance to fit your needs shouldn't be. From kids to retirees, Alpha offers a variety of life insurance products that can be used to cover debt, education costs, or other expenses. There's even a policy that gives you money back if you don't file a claim.
Let Alpha design a plan that fits your needs and your budget. Find your local agent online at alphainsurance.com.
Karen Hoppe's soccer team enters conference play at 3-3 overall.
Obviously, we're disappointed in the results, but we need to learn from these. And if we can take the lessons from these non-conference games and be better for it when we start conference, that's the goal and that's the message.
The Tigers start the SEC slate at Kentucky Thursday night. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I choose to see City Hinn and Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hinn and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com. It's summer clearance at D&K. Now all suits in stock priced $129 and up, buy one, get one half off, or buy two, get one free designer suit by Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, Talia, and more. Beat the heat with seersucker or linen suits from $149.95. D&K is your wedding headquarters with ultra slim, slim and traditional fit options for purchase or rental. Free grooms tux rental with any five paid groomsmen rentals for all your fine menswear needs. Shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-7350, and online at dnkmobile.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow sunny and hot again with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. It's been a good ride so far. If you're traveling from Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin and 65, accident-free conditions continue. And a smooth ride up towards Saraland and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Now, whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day and even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Okay, thanks, Kane. 720 FM Talk 106.5, less than 15 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. A little break to the heat. Well, at least some drier air coming our way. And yeah, actually, by the end of the week, I think he was teasing us with upper 80s in the mix.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it's about time. We'll talk to him about that. And the tropics coming up in just about 15 minutes. And if you didn't notice yesterday on the global markets, I don't think it's really shown itself big time in the local gas prices yet. but it's coming. Global oil prices spiked 20% yesterday. Spike in oil prices represented the biggest percentage value jump in Brent crude since the start of the 1991 Gulf War. The jump in prices caused by the weekend attack on Saudi Arabia's oil facilities that suspended the production of 5.7 million barrels of oil a day. Now more on the conflict going on with Iran and the Houthi rebels and maybe the United States. Here's Bob Constantini from Westwood One.
President Trump tweeting Sunday about the drone attack on Saudi oil facilities. There is reason to believe that we know the culprit are locked and loaded, depending on the verification. It is the president talking tough again on Iran, a nation that supports the rebels in Yemen who've claimed responsibility. Democrat Adam Schiff is chair of the House Intelligence Committee.
It's safe to say that the Houthis don't have the capability to do a strike like this without Iranian assistance.
Schiff was on CBS's Face the Nation. The Iranian Foreign Ministry tweets out that having failed in its maximum pressure campaign, the United States is willing to engage in maximum deceit. The Yemeni rebels who claimed responsibility for the attack say they carried it out and Iran was not involved, and the Saudis have not pointed a finger at Tehran. The two enemies are fighting a proxy war in Yemen. Republican Senator Rand Paul is leery of any Trump military action against Iran. And on Fox News Sunday, Democratic House member David Cicilline accusing Mr. Trump of wanting a crisis.
He ripped up the Iran deal, which was a deal that prevented Iran from becoming a nuclear power with nothing to replace it.
Whoever is responsible for the attack on Saudi petroleum facilities, the president is often worried about gasoline prices for Americans, announcing on Twitter, based on the attack on Saudi Arabia, which may have an impact on oil prices, I have authorized the release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, if needed, in a to-be-determined amount. It's unclear what the crisis might mean to possible meetings between President Trump and Iran's President Hassan Rouhani at the United Nations General Assembly later this month. Among the many presidential tweets this weekend, the fake news is saying that I am willing to meet with Iran, no conditions. That is an incorrect statement. Maybe there are conditions now, but this was Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Tuesday.
The president's made very clear he is prepared to meet with no preconditions.
And the president himself setting parameters in June on Meet the Press.
But you can't have a nuclear weapon. You want to talk good, otherwise you can have a bad economy
no
for the next 3 years. Not as far as I'm concerned. No preconditions.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
All right, 722 FM Talk 106.5. A lot of people looking at what comes next in reaction, if anything, from the United States. We'll talk more about that coming up after 8 o'clock. 722, let's get more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Making news out of Montgomery this morning, the former communications director for Governor Kay Ivey will now be in charge of communications for the Alabama Policy Institute. The announcement was made on Monday that Josh Pendergrass would join API. According to the announcement, API is a nonprofit research and educational organization dedicated to strengthening free enterprise, defending limited government, and championing strong families. API president says that Pendergrass has the experience and credentials to expand API's efforts to communicate and promote what the organization says are its conservative values. API said in the news release that Governor Ivey hired Pendergrass as communications director when she became governor in April of 2017, where he worked until July 2018. And Pendergrass has worked in dozens of political campaigns in Alabama in 2010, 2014, and 2018. He's a lawyer who also serves as a pastor at a local church. Closer to home, we're learning even more details about the man killed in a motorcycle accident in Foley Sunday night. Authorities have identified the victim as 41-year-old Michael Fields. The accident happened very close to 10:30 p.m. at the intersection of County Road 12 South and Emerald Drive. A preliminary investigation has revealed that Fields was traveling at a high rate of speed and clipped a vehicle while trying to pass that vehicle, which then caused him to lose control of the motorcycle, go off the road, and hit a culvert and then go airborne. That crash was so powerful it sent the motorcycle into the second story of an abandoned home. Fields was pronounced dead at the scene. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Kennedy for Alabama is on the air.
an exciting new political talk show, Friday evening at 6, elevating the political disclosure by inviting normal, everyday people into the studio for a conversation about Alabama. Join your host, Robert Kennedy Jr., and call or text your thoughts about how we can make Alabama better. Let's talk, Friday evening at 6. Podcast online at FMTalk1065.com. Kennedy for Alabama, Friday at 6 on FM Talk 1065.
725, FM Talk 1065, Mobile Mornings, Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane, of course, Kelly. Texter says, gas was up?
Yeah, 30 cents, they say, from 209 to 239 on Moffett Road as of last night.
Yeah, so this will, you know, no matter what happens going forward, you're going to have some increase here in the short term. Let's hope it's not long term, as you just have even though we don't depend on Saudi oil, it is a global oil market. As you have a decrease in supply, obviously demand makes that price go up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be dealing with that. We'll see where that price goes. You know, the question is, are we looking at $100 a barrel oil coming soon? I don't know. I mean, you see that jump yesterday, the biggest jump since 1991. We'll see what happens today and the rest of the week, if it's trending up there. And what does that mean to the economy? There's a certain number. It can go up 30 cents. It can go up 40 cents. It could do that. Once you start hitting, and I wonder how much of that is just internal, how much of that is just the feeling of the people like us pumping gas in our vehicles. When it hits $3,
mm-hmm.
you know, what do you do? Well, remember during the Obama administration, when it hit four,
don't remind me.
Yeah, I think a lot of us changed behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Things that could slow the economy down. We changed behavior. At $4, I remember going, you know, instead of going a place Saturday and a place Sunday, right? We're just going to do one, you know, one of the two things.
Right. A little more carpooling, maybe yes. Not riding in individual vehicles, vacationing a little closer to home. It could change things, especially for the businesses that ship things, you know, across the country and have their truckers out there on the road. That could mean a lot for the economy. But what's, you know, we've been talking a lot about America and our ability to produce oil.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there kind of a, don't we have, and I remember reading an article about it, but the reason we aren't completely self-sufficient with our own oil, don't we have trouble like converting that oil or something like that?
Well, there's some of it. It depends on what oil. I mean, there's so many, you know, you have, you were talking about, most of this is based on Brent crude, okay? Mm-hmm. You have crude from the Middle East, you have from the North Sea, all right? You have the Gulf of Mexico, you have different areas, and the crude is different, takes more to process some than others. And when you look at what's coming out of the tar sands, that, you know, in the upper Midwest and mm-hmm. into Canada, that takes a lot of processing. Now, those facilities came online. I know friends of mine from here that went up to work, and they worked in the Dakotas when the prices were so high, because it makes it economically feasible to take those oils that are not as clean
mm-hmm.
and process them. When the price gets to $3 and gets to $4, right, you can still make money and process that stuff. When the price comes down, then it's not worth it. You see how much of that was shut down, and that could open back up. We'll see. Hopefully this doesn't go on too long, but you know, we will see this increase here over the next couple of weeks. It may last, it may go away, depends on what happens there between Saudi Arabia and Iran. I mean, I'm pretty sure they probably had crews while the flames were still burning there in Saudi Arabia. They probably had crews already fixing facility. Because that one facility they talk about, the Saudi Aramco facility, heard a report that said that one facility was responsible for 5% of the planet's oil. To me, that's just amazing. One place.
Can't picture that. And they're, what, down to like half?
Yes,
half of what they're able to normally produce?
Yep, decreased by 5.7 million barrels a day. And of course, that, even though we may not be getting that direct barrel of oil, it's a global market. Supply comes down, and hey, you know what happens to the price. All right, we'll talk about that. Keep your eyes on those pumps and let us know what you're seeing out there. Always text us at 343-0106, 343-0106. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams joins us here in a few minutes. Plus, it's voting day, Spanish Fort and Fairhope. You've got the feeder pattern for those schools, that 3 mil property tax increase vote going on from 7 this morning to 7 this evening.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Tuscaloosa police officer was shot and killed while serving a warrant last night. Officer Dornell Cousette was a 13-year veteran of the department and father of two. The suspect was also shot. A Mobile police officer injured during a chase Monday is expected to be okay. That chase on Interstate 10 ended with a crash near Tillman's Corner. Two people were arrested. Voters in Spanish Fort and Fairhope will decide whether to increase property taxes to fund more programs for schools. Those programs have been defined as life enhancement programs. We're told none of the money would go to athletics. It appears Alabama State Historical Commission will retain control of the Clotilda. Wreckage of the last ship known to bring slaves to the U.S. was found in the Delta earlier this year. Friday was the deadline for potential owners to claim the wreckage. No one came forward. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B, I-65 in Mobile.
Hearings in what is being called an impeachment investigation gets underway today on Capitol Hill.
The House Judiciary Committee is looking into possible obstruction of justice and abuse of power by the president. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski is the first witness. Special counsel Robert Mueller's report said Lewandowski was asked by the president to urge then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions to rein in the Russia investigation. Lewandowski isn't expected to go beyond what he told the special counsel, which is that he never delivered the message. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
The Taliban have claimed responsibility for a deadly suicide bomber attack in northern Afghanistan that targeted President Ashraf Ghani's campaign rally. 24 people died in the attack. Ghani was unhurt. And in a separate incident, another bombing occurred in Kabul near the U.S. embassy. No injuries reported. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 58 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Small manufacturers and retailers are losing confidence in the national economy, but remain upbeat about their own prospects. That's the finding of a survey of 1,000 companies released by the Chamber of Commerce and MetLife. 63% of manufacturing companies surveyed were optimistic about the economy, down from 69% in a spring survey. 53% of retailers were optimistic, down from 59%. Music publishers are ramping up their lawsuit against Peloton. The National Music Publishers Association first sued the online exercise company for copyright infringement in March and requested $150 million in damages, claiming Peloton used more than 1,000 songs without a proper license in its streamed workouts. Now, the association has updated its complaint with another 1,300 songs that it alleges Peloton spun without permission, including hits from the Beatles, Adele, and Taylor Swift. It's doubling its damage award to $300 million. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors, 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. Another hot one on the way, I guess, right?
Yes, another very hot day. In fact, we could be approaching 100 today. Look for a high of about 98 degrees for this afternoon. The good news is the humidity will be on the low side, but still, the heat index will be up around 105 during the mid-afternoon hours. Now, tonight, we'll cool only into the mid-70s, and then another hot day tomorrow, sunny and 98 degrees. Now, looks like we will get a little bit of relief from this intense heat because there is a cold front up in Tennessee and in Georgia, and it's going to move into Alabama. We call a backdoor cold front coming in from the northeast, and we'll move through Alabama, especially tomorrow night and into Thursday. And we could see a few thunderstorms developing on Thursday as that front gets near the coast, but it will keep temperatures down a little bit. And so on Thursday, it'll be mostly sunny with scattered thunderstorms developing, high in the low 90s. And then we'll feel the effects of the dry air on Friday, mostly sunny and a high of 88 degrees. So we'll get into the 80s. And then over the weekend, plenty of sunshine, around 90 on Saturday and the low 90s on Sunday. So we will see a little bit of relief for on the heat Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday.
Okay, so it'll be noticeable, the drier air. We'll tell. We can tell when it comes in. Hey,
it'll
listen.
It'll be noticeable, and at night, we'll get down around 70, but I wouldn't be surprised if we dip into the upper 60s and then slightly cooler in some of the areas to the north of the city. It's not a major cold front, but we'll take it.
No joke. Usually by this year, we do get a major cold front, but exactly right. We'll take what we can get. Then let's look at the other part of this. We're right here at the peak of hurricane season, just on the backside of that. What's going on in the tropics?
It's still busy. We only have one named storm, and that's Humberto, with 90-mile-per-hour winds. It's located well off the Carolina coast, and it's headed northeast out into the open waters of the Atlantic. There is an area of disturbed weather around the Texas coast. We don't expect that to develop because it's right on the coastline now. But out in the Atlantic, there's a tropical wave moving into the Caribbean. There's another tropical wave about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean. That one looks like it will become a named storm in the next 24 to 36 hours, most likely taking a northwesterly track, which should keep it out in the Atlantic. And then we have a couple of other tropical waves closer to the African coast. So it's busy, but as I mentioned, only one named storm at the moment. But I think we'll see a second one, out in the Atlantic. That'll be developing here fairly soon.
And that's one thing. While we're at the peak of hurricane season, that means we're halfway through. There's still more to come.
Yeah, second half. And this year it looks like it will be active. We had an El Nino in the Pacific, which tends to reduce activity in the Atlantic. Well, that El Nino has faded out, and that's why it looks like the second half of the season will be active, so right through September and most of October.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, Sean.
Our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, catches forecast 24/7. Of course, the report on the tropics all hurricane season long that lasts well into November, by the way, even though I think what we see stories last year, they said, well, with October and the end of hurricane season, goes into November. Maybe this year we'll be talking about some of those late storms. 7:38, we'll check traffic with Kane and headlines with Kelly next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, brought to you by Coastal Alabama Community College, we talk cybersecurity with Glenda Snodgrass of The Net Effect. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
Your passwords, cell phone numbers, favorite websites, and most helpful apps have likely all been compromised at some point. The dark web is not a fictitious place. It's real. And it is here where all our details are bought and sold to those who want our money. They create many clever tricks to force us to giving it to them. Glenda Snodgrass advises companies on simple ways to prevent attacks and vulnerabilities. Folks, if you're online in any way, you need to hear this. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good ride across the Bayway. Heavier traffic westbound I-10 as you're traveling in from the Bayway and the Causeway downtown through the tunnels. But so far, we've had a pretty good ride. We do have one accident near Greelot and Cody backing up traffic. But beyond that, it's been a perfect start on the way in this morning. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 740 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Lots of ways to get in touch with us. Reach out to us on social media, Facebook, just facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Lots going on there. The Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. Somebody was giving me grief yesterday. We do have Instagram.
That's right. We do.
We're just going to find stuff to take pictures of.
Just got a GoPro, so I need to start taking pictures for the Instagram.
Everything in that fishbowl GoPro feeling and all the
audio is like that.
Like that's what pretty much all audio on GoPro. I have one.
Unless you can like get a mic and attach it.
Yeah, but then you lose the waterproof capability. Are you going to take it out of its waterproof thing or not? That's a big question. Facebook, you can check it out on Twitter, also Instagram, and the website, fmtalk1065.com, where you can get the latest stories of the day with the three big things, also show schedules, you can get podcasts, all kind of online opinion poll question, a whole lot more waiting for you at fmtalk1065.com. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It is not the right note that Grammy Award-winning group Alabama Shakes wants to hear this morning. As we now know, drummer Steve Johnson was arrested over the weekend on a misdemeanor charge of violating a protection from abuse order. The 33-year-old was booked into the Limestone County Jail in Athens Sunday morning. At this hour, authorities are not releasing how he violated the protection order, but earlier this year, a judge did issue the protection order after Johnson's ex-wife accused him of threatening and harassing her and stalking her as well. According to court records, the couple divorced back in 2018 after about 3.5 years of marriage. In April, Johnson pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge of criminal mischief and sentenced to 2 years of probation for damaging the exterior door jamb at a man's home in Athens. In that protection order request, Johnson's ex-wife said he kicked in the door at her friend's home. Johnson's being held right now without bail set. New numbers are in when it comes to high-paying jobs, and for the fourth straight year, data scientists rank as the number one job in America. Their median base is a salary of $108,000. That's according to MarketWatch. So the name of the survey is Glassdoor's 50 Best Jobs in America. Three factors were taken into account in the job rating, and they include earning potential, median annual base salary, overall job satisfaction rating, and number of job openings. And rounding out the top five were nursing managers, marketing managers, occupational therapists, and product managers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
If you love the outdoors along the Great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services, guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of the Cowboy Way, Alabama. Hey, bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it, during Dockside Reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups, and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. Call 251-264-3009, alabamacaregivers.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Tuscaloosa police officer was shot and killed in the line of duty. Officer Dornell Cousette was serving a warrant when the suspect ran into a house. Gunfire was exchanged. Both were hit. Cousette was rushed to the hospital where he died. The 40-year-old officer was a 13-year veteran of the Tuscaloosa Police Department and a father of two. A doctor in Mobile has been arrested, accused of illegally prescribing painkillers. Chiquitra Maltabia has been charged with possession with the intent to distribute a controlled substance. From 9 until 3 today, veterans can get free dental care in Pensacola. Aspen Dental will offer the free services in their handicap-accessible mobile bus parked at Vince Wibbs Community Maritime Park. That's on West Main Street. Voters in Spanish Fort and Fairhope will decide today whether to increase property taxes to fund more programs for schools. You can find more information about the vote on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News. For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Odell Beckham Jr. sets a career high on Monday Night Football.
The injury bug hits NFL quarterbacks, and a former Alabama safety is on the move. 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns got their first win of the season with a 23-3 victory over the New York Jets. The depleted Jets were already without starting quarterback Sam Darnold after he was diagnosed with mono last week. Then in the second quarter, his replacement, Trevor Siemian, went down with a potentially serious ankle injury. That left former Washington State quarterback Luke Falk as the only quarterback on the roster, and he had only been promoted from the practice squad just prior to the game. Browns defensive end Myles Garrett had 3 sacks, and the defense held New York to 262 yards and 3 points. Cleveland receiver Odell Beckham Jr. scored his first touchdown in a Browns uniform. It happened in the fourth quarter on a career-high 89-yard play.
In stride, OBJ. He comes back to MetLife and does this. How about it, Odell Beckham Jr.? 89-yard touchdown.
Beckham finished the night with 6 catches for 161 yards and the touchdown. The Browns are now 1-1. They'll host the LA Rams next on Sunday night. The Jets are 0-2, down to their third-string quarterback and facing a road trip to the New England Patriots on Sunday. In some more NFL news from yesterday, New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is expected to undergo thumb surgery. He could miss around 6 weeks. Brees left Sunday's game in Los Angeles late in the first quarter after his right throwing hand appeared to hit Rams defensive tackle Aaron Donald's hand at the end of an incomplete pass. Brees had his right thumb and his lower hand taped by a trainer on the bench and remained on the sideline for the rest of the game. ESPN reported yesterday that Brees knew on Sunday night that he needed surgery for ligament damage, but was still deciding on who would do the surgery and when. Now the Saints will turn to the NFL's highest-paid backup quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. Saints head coach Sean Payton said that Bridgewater is capable of taking the task.
I said it after the games. You know, I think we see it on a daily basis. You know, we see his arm strength, we see his confidence, we see the leadership. We see all those things.
New Orleans stayed on the West Coast following Sunday's loss as they prepare to play at Seattle this weekend. The Pittsburgh Steelers will be without their starting quarterback for much longer than New Orleans. Yesterday, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin announced that Ben Roethlisberger will have surgery on his right elbow and miss the remainder of the season. The decision to have surgery came after Roethlisberger had an MRI on Sunday night. The Steelers' offense now rests in the hands of former Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph. That wasn't the only news out of Pittsburgh yesterday. Last night, ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the Steelers are acquiring defensive back Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Miami Dolphins in exchange for a 2020 first-round pick. The Dolphins are also getting the Steelers' 2020 fifth-round pick and a sixth-rounder in 2021. In return, the Steelers will receive Miami's 2020 fourth-round pick and a seventh-round pick for the following year. Fitzpatrick, the former first-round pick out of Alabama, received permission to seek a trade from the Dolphins last week because he was unhappy playing multiple positions. In baseball yesterday, Marcell Ozuna knocked in 4 runs, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Washington Nationals 4-2. And Kyle Schwarber hit a 3-run homer. The Chicago Cubs won their 5th in a row with an 8-2 victory over Cincinnati. 7:52, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. We do have one that's going to be slowing up traffic off of Hillcrest and Greelot, so watch your speed. Also, we've got another one at an airport between Azalea and University Boulevard. It's going to be slowing up traffic. Dolphin, Old Shell, and Spring Hill at 65 also slow. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery at pittsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. It will be hot with temperatures in the upper 90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, sunny and hot again with highs in the upper 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. To the skies we go as the U.S. Air Force is introducing their new training plane. The T-7A Red Hawk features a red tail colored scheme, just like the Republic P-47 Thunderbolts and North American P-51 Mustangs flown by the Tuskegee Airmen, the first black military pilots in World War II. The name of the training plane is another tribute to the Tuskegee Airmen. The black pilots also flew the Curtiss P-40 Warhawk during their missions. The acting Secretary of the Air Force, Matthew Donovan, says the T-7A will be the staple of a new generation of aircraft. The Red Hawk offers advanced capabilities for training tomorrow's pilots on data links, simulated radar, smart weapons, defensive management systems, as well as synthetic training capabilities. In your education news this morning, Davidson High School celebrating one of their brightest stars. A recent Facebook post says, quote, "Our very own Maria Moxie is one of four MCPSS students to be named a National Merit Scholarship semifinalist. They are among approximately 16,000 semifinalists chosen from over 1.5 million seniors who took the pre-SAT last year. Finalists will be announced in February and winners will be announced later in the spring. Congratulations to these exemplary students. Hashtag Davidson Difference. Hashtag Learning Leading." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 756 FM Talk 1065, and happy Constitution Day to you and you and you and you and you.
Happy Constitution Day.
Get your liberty on. We'll talk about this more coming up next hour. I think the pull from both sides, maybe from all sides, is one that's against what the Constitution stood for. You have to be ever vigilant. You know, the job of the president, number one gig of the president, is to defend the Constitution. Mm. And that's something that, you know, we got to ask, is it being done like it has in the past, or has it ever been, not eroded? I mean, you have the Constitution. Is it the executive branch trying to erode that, the legislative branch trying to erode that, put curbs on it, keep it or tank it in another direction? The Constitution, a very interesting discussion. We'll talk about that coming up next hour with you right here at FM Talk 1065.
Yeah, I'm interested to know, do you think it's even losing its importance still as we speak? Maybe not its importance, but the importance that teachers and other people are putting on it when teaching kids about how America was founded. You know, like, I keep Twitter open basically like a stock ticker on my computer. It's open constantly, and there's a day for everything. I mean, National Martini Day or National Cat Food Day will trend on Twitter when it's that day. I'm not seeing anything about the Constitution on Twitter today.
Well, and I think it's interesting. You remember a story I had last week I put out on my Twitter feed? Representative James Clyburn said there would be strong support today against the Bill of Rights. And I think he was spot on. We'll talk about that. And Quinn Hillier joins us next hour. It's all straight ahead. Hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings coming your way.